welcome to the Mum Style Business Podcast. I'm your host, Annalise Warne, a marketing agency CEO, business strategist, digital marketing mentor, wife, and mama of four little ones. Now here, we combine ambition and motherhood and well-being, and we help you leverage the skills you already have to build a flexible business that gets you both the income and the freedom that you started it to achieve. Stay tuned for conversations with inspirational and successful women in business, as well as practical marketing strategies and tips that you can action right away. So let's get into it. Hey, welcome back. Welcome back to the podcast. So today I want to talk about some unpopular opinions, because a lot of what we see and what we hear is from people who have done things a certain way and been successful at doing something that way. And so they can teach you how to do that thing that way. But maybe the experience around building a different type of business, they don't have. And so their skills applied to your skill set, your industry, maybe don't totally apply. And in that case, there's a lot of copycats around, lots of versions of the same thing, people following the same cookie cutter formula, trying to succeed without any differentiation. And so I wanted to bring you a handful of scenarios, a handful of ideas that maybe you haven't heard a lot about. But I am now nearly in what, year six of business, yes. And I've worked with dozens of industries. I've worked with hundreds of clients. I've worked with thousands of business owners. And there are a few things that work across the board, right? There are a few things that are the same, but there are lots of things that people go after that are more difficult or that they don't have to. And so I want to talk about a couple of those things. Now, number one, and I have said this time and time again, so this won't be new if you have listened to the podcast or followed me for any amount of time. The easiest way to start a business is with a high ticket product. Now, I get so much pushback from this. Because often the women that I'm working with who push back on this are newer in their businesses. And so they don't have this great amount of confidence that they can do what it is that they want to do. And so they think that because they are unknown in their area or because they are new, that they cannot charge a lot of money for their services. They can only charge a little bit. Therefore, they have to just give a little product like an ebook or, you know, a one-on-one call or, you know, some low ticket something. But it is not easier to sell low ticket. It is not easier to sell low ticket. The easiest way to start a business is with a high ticket product. Now, high ticket doesn't mean that you slap a big price tag on something that's low value. No, I'm talking about high ticket, high value. The ultimate solution to a specific problem. Hear that again. The ultimate solution to a specific problem. That means better results for your client. It means better testimonials and better referrals for you. And referrals typically convert at like 90% or more, right? Pretty good.
So do not think that you have to start at the bottom. Even if you are at the start, you don't have to start at the bottom of the price tag list. No, you are an expert at what you do. You have done it. You've been there. You have the results. If it's not for other people, it's for yourself, or you wouldn't be doing it, I hope. You need to know that you are providing the ultimate solution. And if you are not, come back to the drawing board, redesign your offer, and create the ultimate solution and put an appropriate price tag on it. Okay, that's number one. Number two, you do not need to do social media. Yes, I said it. You do not need to do social media because guess what? Businesses existed, shock horror, before social media even did at all. Businesses, they were successful businesses. Now, yes, the marketplace has changed. Yes, social media can be really powerful. And yes, social media can help you. Yes, in most industries, it can help you. But do you need it to make money? No, you do not. I built two, 6+ figure agencies without social media. Our businesses were generating more than $20,000 per month without doing social media. That's each, right? So when you think about social media, when you think about the type of business that you want to run, if you want to be an influencer, then guess what? You're going to need social media. But depending on what it is that your goals actually are, and if you are, you know, repulsed by, you want to lean back from social media, then it's unlikely the type of business that you want to run needs it. Need, right? Not saying can't benefit from, but it's unlikely. If you don't like anything about social media, then it's unlikely that you actually need it. And this opinion is not very popular because this is all a lot of people know. A lot of people have all their eggs in this basket. They haven't come from a background where social media was complementary. They haven't thought about an alternative path, because that means actually speaking to people a lot of the time, which for some reason a lot of us don't like doing. It's easier to hide behind a little pretty quote or something like that. Or we think that we can offboard our social media to somebody else. And that is not less work, actually. It is not less work to get someone else to do your social media for you, because no one is as invested in your business as you are. No one can drive that strategy for you. No one can be the voice of your business like you can. And yes, there are really skilled social media managers out there, but most of our businesses require us to be seen. Therefore, there's social media managers are going to manage the posting and manage the editing and manage all of that. They are not going to, in most cases, create the actual content and design that for you in line with your launches, your sales strategy, all of that. If you are at that level, you are paying a lot of money for that. And great, you're probably not at the start, right? And you've probably built your business without needing that piece. And so you do not need social media. There are ways to build businesses without it. You can go directly to your clients. Right? You can go directly there. You can wholesale. There are so many different options. If you don't know what they are and you have no idea where to start with that, then send me a DM on Instagram or send me an email and let me know, right? And the team's email is info@annalisewarren.com. Let me know and I will point you in the right direction about building your business without using social media. It is possible if you do not want to use social media. All right, are you ready for number three? Number three is people before profit, not before. People bring a profit. People before profit actually kind of works too, because I used to think that people in your business cost you money and that you had to set aside, you had to have this excess money in order to pay for somebody. And in order to do that, you had to charge really, you know, high margins to be able to accommodate that person and blah, blah, blah. And that was going to cost you money. What I learned was that people bring profit if you design that role properly, meaning before you feel ready to hire someone, it is time to hire someone. Do not think that I'm saying that before you have a business running, before you have a validated model, before you're making any money, before you are paying yourself, that you need to hire someone. Maybe, depending on how your business is starting. But you definitely do need to hire someone in your business before it feels comfortable to do that. Because often we wait to make more money to hire people. But then it's too late. It's too late because you can't say your capacity is 10 clients and you're dealing with 10 clients and that's, you know, you're full. Then how do you stretch yourself to 20 clients to pay for the next person without dropping the ball on those clients? It's pretty hard to do that. It's pretty, you know, you're going to burn yourself out. So before you feel ready to, say then you wait until you do 10 clients, say you get your 11th client, you hire someone, you give them a bunch of clients, and then you work like, you know, double time to fill up your books to be able to pay it. But you cannot grow without the capacity to grow. You can't do it. So yes, you need to put the right person in the right role here. Yes, you have to make it a profit producing role. So how are they bringing money in? Right, we've just hired in the business and I told that person straight out that they have to make money. They have to make money for the business. You have to set that expectation, because if they don't make money for the business, how are they going to be paid? How are they going to be paid? A business needs profit. And so it cannot be costing you money. That person is there to bring you money. That's the whole reason that you hire them. It's the whole reason. And so thinking about that role differently, not just what can I get off my plate, but what can I get off my plate so that I can go out and make more money, or so that, you know, what can I get off my plate and how can that person make me money? Again, if you're not sure about how a role can make you money, then ask me, tell me your business, tell me what you're talking about here and we can talk about it. For me, this new hire is getting me on media. So getting me on podcast guesting, getting me in features that automatically gets me exposure that is going to bring more clients, right? That is a profit producing role. So think about it in context of your business. How can you build profit into the role? And when is the earliest possible time that you can afford to hire somebody? Because if you wait, if you do it, if you stretch and stretch and stretch, you are going to do your business damage with the customer service side of the business. All right, number four. If you do want to do social media, guess what? You do not need a big audience. You do not. Most of my clients are 6- and 7-figure entrepreneurs. And not one of them has an audience bigger than a few thousand. Not one of them. Remember, I talked about myself and our agencies. One of them doesn't even have a social media account. One does have a social media account that hasn't been posted on in a year and a half. And that's fine because that's what we decided. But you don't need a big audience because the posting is often not where the sales come from. Depending on your type of business, depending on what it is that you're trying to create, if you're coming back to point number one and working off high ticket, then this is very much true. If though you are selling low ticket, guess what? You need volume. You need volume because to get to 100,000 on a $100 product, you need a lot of clients. To get to 100,000 on a $10,000 product, you don't need that many clients. You don't need a big audience. If a conversion rate is like, you know, 2 out of 100, well, you don't need that many. You just need to be strategic. You need to know how you're moving people down that buyer journey and how you are warming them up and how you are selling to them. And you need that connection point, but it does not need to come from having an audience of 20, 50,000. Not necessary. Not necessary at all. So even if you are only using social media to grow your business, you still do not need a massive audience if you are strategic about what you are doing and if you are selling a high ticket product, which I definitely recommend. Definitely recommend. All right, number five is you get to make the rules and you get to work when and how you want to. Now, yes, you will hear that as not such an unpopular opinion, but not a lot of people are going to tell you that it's okay to be working at 6 a.m. in the morning or it's okay to be working at, you know, late at nighttime. But it totally is if that's what works for you, because you determine what success means to you and you determine your priorities. Like right now I'm recording this and it's late at night. It's late at night. But during the day today, I wanted to spend more time with my family. And so I had to record it today. It was on the list to record. So I am. It's just later. And that's fine. We don't watch TV in our house. Not saying you don't have to watch TV. If you love it, great. If it's not serving you, get rid of it. But the point is that I would rather get my work done late and that's joyful for me and that fills my cup. It doesn't drain me certain types of work to do whenever, right? Yes, I'm probably not doing really heavy client stuff late at night because I'm going to be sharper in the morning. But things like this, things like talking about things I've been thinking about all day, totally fine. I can do it. So really think about what work you're choosing to do when. But often I'm on calls early in the morning because I work a lot with the States. And so the time zone works well for me to be on calls between kind of 6 and 9 a.m. Typically it's more like 6 and 8. I'm on calls a lot of mornings. And that works for me because my family's still asleep. And then I get to do breakfast with them. And I get to, you know, on the days that we're doing homeschool, I get to do that. And I get to fit work in where I want to. And so do you. So do you. Now, no, you don't want work to overrun your life. You do not want to be working 8 hours a day. Yes, I have been there. Yes, sometimes launch times, you might pull a couple of those, right? If that's what you feel like you need to do, but that is not a long-term strategy. But folding work in to your life as it works with your life is fine, is totally fine. I mean, I used to work when I had a newborn. I used to work on my bed from like 6 p.m. until midnight because that's this little bubba would cluster feed. And that's just what we did, you know, cuddle, work, cuddle, work, cuddle, work. Like thinking back, you're like, oh my goodness, remembering those times. And I'm so grateful to be not in that sleep deprivedness anymore. But you do what works. Feel free to do what works with your family at any given stage. There are no rules. Do not feel guilty if you're not working 9 to 5. Do not feel guilty if you're working, you know, full really big days a couple of days a week and not at all the rest of the week. It doesn't matter. There's no box to fit yourself in. Work when you want to work. Work when you want to work. Just make sure that it actually does work for you, not working ourselves into the bone, not looking after ourselves. They are different things. And that's it. That is the 5 things that I wanted to talk about today. But I'm going to pop in a bonus one because I think we can get stuck. I think we can get stuck in looking at all of the different strategies and all of the different shiny objects and, oh, she's doing this now. And, oh, I want to try this. And, oh, what about a 3-day thing? And, oh, what about a coaching week? And, blah, 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 blah. You know, there's so many different things that we can do. And often we do something for 2 weeks. It doesn't have instant results. And so we move on to the next coach or the next guru or the next strategy or the next, you know, blah, 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 blah. Guess what? I'm going to tell you that they all work, all of them, all of the different strategies that you see, Facebook ads, live launches, webinars, funnels, reels, like organic content, more podcasts, podcast guesting, getting in the news, like all of the things work. They all work, but only if you focus. Only if you focus and you actually do the same thing repeatedly again and again and again and again and again. You cannot expect to get great results from something that you have not mastered, and you cannot master something if you give it up every 2 weeks for the next new shiny thing that you see somebody doing. That is why I talk about having a 90-day plan. That's why I talk about breaking down your year into quarters and coming up with a plan and having a strategy for that time and actually really working that strategy out, right? And exhausting it, wringing out everything, like fully mine the mind, yeah? Like get everything you can out of it. Try it again and again until you are sure that it does not work or you don't like it or it's not for your audience or whatever the case. But you cannot be sure of that if you don't give it everything that you have. And there's not enough of that. There's not enough of that. There's not enough consistency. There's not enough frequency. There's not enough like grit in getting back up and trying again and getting back up and trying again. There is no skill that happens automatically. The people that win are not the most talented people. The people who win are the people who work the hardest, the people that are the most consistent, that do not give up. If you do not give up, you cannot fail. So pick one strategy. This is why we talk about one way of getting in front of people, one way of nurturing people, one way of selling to people, one way of everything. Now, yes, as your business grows, that is going to evolve. You are going to have more capacity to add things in. You are also going to know what messaging works and what doesn't work and what modes work and what doesn't work. And so you can build on that. But when you are getting started, if your business is not at 6 figures or beyond, you need to stick to some sort of rinse and repeat formula to really nail what it is that you're trying to do. Otherwise, you're not going to get anywhere. You're just going to be running up and down the mountain without actually getting any results. There's going to be massive output, massive effort, and no income. So really pare that back down. Really think about how you can simplify and focus. And what is it that comes more naturally to you? Is it speaking? Is it writing? And really refine your buyer journey and stick to it. And stick to it. So there's my 6 unpopular opinions for you. I hope that hearing these things gives you a bit of freedom, like helps you to really think about things a little differently, takes the pressure off, makes you realize that you don't have to copy the next person, that it's ideal actually if you don't copy the next person, and that a lot of the things that are getting taught are just kind of recycled junk that gets taught once and then gets recycled down the line. And that ultimately, if we really are in business to serve, then we know that that service, we're putting people at the center, and when we're putting people at the center, we're putting results at the center, and we're putting ourselves and our well-being at the center. And everything stems from that, meaning you've got a high ticket product because that's what's actually the best for the client and the best for you. And if you hate social media, then you're not doing it. And if you are doing social media, you're not focused on having a big audience, because that's not actually where the money is if you are going high ticket, which you will be doing if you really want to make the biggest impact. And that you get to make those rules. You get to make the rules about when it is that you want to work, and knowing that you can build your business in a way where people, not just you, are contributing to the bottom line of your business. So you are leveraging yourself, leveraging your power, meaning you give more of yourself, you've got more of yourself to give to your clients. Your family don't get the worst of you because you've got that support, and everyone is working in their zone of genius. And it all comes back to this business that is from this place of wanting to serve and wanting to make an impact. So let me know what you think. Let me know if this makes you feel good. This is how I coach my clients. If you are looking for coaching, then send me a DM on Instagram. Let me know the type of support that you are looking for. We have a few different options. I have very, very, very limited one-on-one spots available. So depending when you hear this, I may or may not be taking clients. It's not more than it is a yes, but we have a fantastic group program, and we've got a couple of other options of ways where you can get this kind of coaching that really is impact-driven, profit-driven, freedom-driven, because that's what we want, right? That's why we went into business. Otherwise, we would just go and get a job. It's kind of easier. But this is so much more impactful and so much more in line with the lives that we want to live. And so that's what I'm all about. That's it from me for this week. I hope that hit home. Have a really good one. Talk to you soon.
Thanks so much for tuning in to the Mum Style Business Podcast. Two things you should know. First, come and join the party. I'm live with free marketing training inside the Social Marketing Method Facebook group every single week. This is where you can ask questions and get the answers that you need to simplify your strategy and amplify your income. Go to annalisewarn.com/group and join and network there with incredible women, an incredible community of like-minded business owners. Now, second, if you have got any value from this episode, please, please, please rate, review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts and share it out on your socials. Your support helps us to reach more women in business and inspire them to increase our impact in the world. So thank you, thank you, thank you, and I will see you next week.